Hallelujah.
感谢主，大家好吗？
Praise the Lord. How are you doing?
能够回到神的家里面，我们一定要多交流哈，多交通哈。
It's good to come back to the sanctuary, the house of God. It's good to have a communication here. We can share to each other.
感谢耶稣，感谢神。
Thanks, Lord. Give thanks to Jesus.
妈妈、母亲、娘、妈，无论你怎么称呼这个人，他都是这个地上面最了不起的人。
No matter how you address your mom, your mother, she is the most special one on this earth.
啊，然后我们要明白，我们要知道在耶稣里面的母爱。
So we need to understand God, the love of God in mothers.
我们要明白在父神里面的母爱。
We need to understand the mother's love in God.
在他的爱里面，我们能够知道一切的真相。
Only when we experience the love of God, the mother's love in God, that we can understand His love.
啊，今天就是高举耶稣的日子。
This is the day we live out of Jesus.
特别的高举在他里面的母爱。
Especially we live out the mother's love in Jesus.
虽然我们作为神的儿女，我们称呼神为阿爸父。
Being a daughter, a son of Heavenly Father, we call our Father Abba Father.
但我们知道神并没有性别的。
But we know that there's no sex regarding the Father's roles.
我们向着阿爸父，我们称呼他为父亲，那是因为男性他是带着为首为先的意思。
We call our Abba Father's fathers. He has the male role because he is the one who have the responsibility to lead.
可对着每一个他的儿女，神不但有父爱，他也有母爱。
Not only our Heavenly Father show father's love to us, but also mother love.
其实呢，在地上面，我告诉你，人所能够体会的一切的爱，都是从神而来的。
All kinds of love that we experience on earth actually is from our God, Heavenly Father.
Oh, 神对我们的爱是包罗万有的。
God's love for us is so various.
他对你有父爱。
He bestowed on us His Heavenly Father's love.
他对你有母爱。
He also showed His mother's love to you.
他对你有弟兄之间的爱。
He also showed that kind of a brotherly love.
哦，他对你也有朋友之间的爱。
He also showed that kind of friendly love.
有恋人的那样的爱。
He also the kind of love between the between the husband and wife.
我告诉你，一切的爱都是从神而来的。
All love comes from God.
就正如圣经说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Just like what the Bible said, we love because God loved us first.
阿爸父对我们有母爱。
Our Heavenly Father showed us the mother's love.
在圣经好多的地方，好几处的地方，特别的以母爱来表达神对他的儿女的爱是怎么样的。
There are many passages or scriptures in the Bible showing that how our Heavenly Father showed mother's love to us.
每一个母亲都是在耶稣里面继续的能够加添那个爱的力量。
We hope that every mothers will be, the love of our mothers will be strengthened in Christ.
神在每一个母亲的里面也继续的让这个爱来发扬出去。
And God wants to use the mother's love to be the light to the world.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们今天必须要明白，因为神的母爱，它不是一种单单是一种概念。
This mother's love is not just merely a concept.
它是实在的，它是有具体的内容的。
This is very real and it's very specific.
按照圣经的教导哈，天父他的母爱有三个具体的内容。
According to the teaching of the Bible, there are three areas or aspects of mother's love.
那我们先大家一起来看这段经文哈。
Let's just read this passage before. First.
好，我们要让我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read together.
一二三，哈。妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩
？Have no compassion on the child she has born.
Those
she
may forget,
I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on palms of my hands. Your words are never before me. Your children has them back, and those who laid you, you must depart from you.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩
？Can a mother forget the baby at her breast？
圣经的经文里面原文的措辞，它是描绘着一个母亲正在喂养母乳给她的孩子。
So the original language in the Bible, this passage actually describes how the mother nurses her children.
哦，大家你想象一下哈。你想象一下，当一个孩子他正在母亲的怀中，当这个孩子在母亲的怀中，在吸取母乳的时候
，Just imagine how the baby was in the bosom of a mom and at her breast。
是吗？那个母亲能够把它放下来吗
？So would the mother will put down that little baby？
哈，他会把它忘记吗？
Will she forget this baby?
绝对不可能的。
Impossible.
啊，所以在这里，首先神告诉你，他绝对不能、不会、不可能忘记你。
So here, God surely and surely assure you that He will not forget you.
我们人最大的问题是什么？我们最大的问题，其中一个就是我们总是只看着环境。然后我们用自己的智慧我们的聪明去分析去思想就是根据我们所看见的环境
The biggest problem that we have is always looking at the surrounding and the situation circumstances and then we use our own strength to see and deal with our circumstances
然后你就疑惑
And then we doubt
哎呦究竟神是否忘记了我啊
And then we doubt that whether God already forgotten me
是不是这一次我就要独自的去面对我的困境啊
？Oh, I need to face a problem all by myself, all alone.
我们人很多的时候，我们的毛病就是我们只是定睛的注视着、盯着我们的环境。
Our biggest problem is always focusing on our problems.
只是看着你的困局哈。
So we're facing our eye on these troubles.
今天多少的人他只是定睛的看着盯着每一天在那个媒体出来的报告的新闻是什么
Today's our problem is facing our eye on all kinds of information from the media
然后你就在那边焦虑
So then we become very worried
慌张啊
And then we become very, very agitated
不安啊
And then we have no peace
哦母爱要让我们提醒我们自己要转眼仰望耶稣。
And the mother's love actually refocus us to see on Jesus, to look at Jesus.
一个正在母亲的怀中吸取母乳的孩子的时候
，As the baby was nursed in the bosom as the mother at the breast,
他除了喝奶之外，他还有两个动作。
Besides getting the milk from the mom, there are two more actions.
你知道吗？他就只有这两个动作。
So normally, he or she has these two actions.
啊，第一个呢，就是他是看着他的母亲的。
The first thing that he or she will look at the mother's eye.
对不？他就是看着他的母亲。
She or he will keep looking at mom, at the mother's eyes.
要不呢他就是闭上眼睛在那里享受在那里很安心的躺在那个母亲的怀中
Other than that they just close his eyes and then just have peace in the bosom of her mom
哦，弟兄姐妹你要明白啊今天你要定睛看着注视着不是周围这个将要倒塌的世界
So the lesson we learned today is not to fixing our eye on the things and the troubles and difficulties around usBut on God.
你要定睛看着、注视着的，不是那个媒体出来的新闻。
It's not the news from the media that you focus your eyes on.
那些新闻我看了就可以了，但我不是我盯着那边来焦虑。
You can read and listen to the news, but not focus your mind on that news, those news.
我们要看着的就是喂养我们的神。
What we should look on, look to is our God who nurse us.
你只管安心地躺在他的怀中来看着他就可以了。
You just peacefully laid your head on in His bosom, in our fatherly, in our heavenly Father's bosom.
神是没有可能忘记你的需要的。
God will not forget you, will not forget your need.
没有可能忘记你的困难。
It's impossible that God will forget your problems.
没有可能忘记你的问题。
It's impossible that God will forget your problems.
不可能忘记所有你向着他所盼望的一切。
God will not forget everything that you laid your heart on, hope on Him.
就等于在我们当中的母亲，没有一个能够忘记他的孩子的困难，他的孩子的需要，他的孩子的安危，他的孩子的梦想，所有一切他的孩子。
Just like all of you here as a mom, you never forget the need of your children.And even though they are in the difficulties, the troubles, everything that your children need, you always have, you always take care of.
今天我们在歌颂在地上面的母亲，她的爱是何等的伟大！你知不知道？这个就是我们在，其实我们就是在看到一个耶稣，原来他的爱是那么的伟大。
As we experience how great our mother's love on this earth, that's the way how we can experience how great our Jesus' love to us.
然后他说，他还说什么？他还说他不单只不忘记你的需要，实在他是关注着一切关乎你的事。
Not only God will not forget you, but He really cares and concerns every single detail of your life.
哦，因为他说什么？他说我将你铭刻在我的手掌上。
Because here in the scripture it said, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands.
神把你铭刻了在他的掌上。
God already engraved you on his palms.
这个铭刻是什么意思？这个铭刻它是纹身的意思啊。
What does this mean, engraving? It means like tattoos.
有没有看过人做那个纹身啊？
Have you ever seen people doing this tattoo?
大家都知道纹身是刺痛的，是痛的。
Everybody knows tattoo is very painful.
一针一针都是痛的。
So needle by needle, the tattoo, the whole process is very painful.
然后血要流出来的。
At the same time, needle by needle, the blood was coming out, trickling down.
你看我们的神就是那么的伟大，他就是那么的伟大，他是忍着痛，忍着痛也要把你刻在他的手掌上面。
So here you can see how God loves us. He patiently engraved you on his palms, and he endured that kind of pain.
然后你知道他对你的爱是永恒不变的。
So his love to you is everlasting, enduring love.
不是单单是今天你心情好一点，哦，他的爱就长一点。哪一天你心情不好一点，那他的爱就变了。不是。
It's not based on your feeling or based on your move. When you feel good, his love is more on you, and when you feel not good, his love is less.
我们都知道纹身是永久的。
We know that engraving is forever.
刻了上去以后就再不能抹掉。
When it's engraved on your palms, it's forever there.
无论你跑到哪里，你在做什么，这个纹身就是在哪里。
Wherever you go, whatever you do, this and what engraved on your palms or in your body is always there, eternal.
神既然把你刻了在他的手掌上面，他就说你就是永远属于我的。
So when he engraved you on his palm, it means that you forever belong to me.
然后神说他要永远永远带着你，带着你。
So God promised that He will bring along with you, He will bring you along all the time.
你是在他的手掌上面。
If you are on His palms,
无论他做什么，他就看着你来做。
Whatever He do, He does, He really look at you.
神无论在做什么事情，都是在看着你来做。
So whatever God is doing, He is looking at you as He's doing.
他关注你的需要。
He focuses on your need.
就是因为你被刻在他的手掌上面。
All because he engraved you on his palms.
他说什么？他说， 他说你的长远总是缠在他的眼前。
So what else does he say? He said, your words are ever before me.
这个长远它是什么意思啊？
What does this mean? What does these words mean?
这个长远在这里它是指当年的耶路撒冷它的城墙啊。
So this will actually refer to the city of Jerusalem.
那弟兄姐妹，在古时代一座城市它的城墙就是它的保障。
So in the ancient time, the wall of one city actually is its protection. It's a defense, it's the protection for this city.
就是一个保障。
It's a protection.
所有来犯的敌人首先需要穿过这道城墙才可以进入。
For enemy to conquer the city, he has to break the wall.And go through the wall and break through the wall.
然后呢，所有要出城、要入城做买卖的商队也同样要经过这个城墙。
All kinds of trading activities has to go through this city gate, city wall.
一个城市越是兴旺，它的城墙就越大越坚固。
Okay, the more prosperous the city is, the greater the wall of this city is.
城墙作为一个保障，就是提供这个城市一种保证。
Being the wall or the seal or the protection for this city, actually this is a protection.
然后这座城市它越被建造起来的时候，
So as this city was built out,
它这个城墙就会越来越大。
And this the wall of this city will become greater and greater.
当神说你的长远藏在我的眼前。
So when the Father said your words are ever before me,
他总是在看着要怎么继续的建立你的保障。
What it means that he tried to strengthen your protection.
这个就是他的爱的那个不断的。
This is his unceasing love to you.
然后继续的加给你。
This is continuously increase in you.
一个城市它的城墙那个城院它是有三方面的保证。
There are three kinds of protection, three kinds of protection for that, from that city wall.
这个保障是有三方面的。
There are three aspects of this, protection from this city wall.
第一个方面呢，它是保障这个城市的平安哈，安全。
The first protection or assurance for this city is safety.
那第二个方面呢，它保障这个城市能够有丰盛。
So he really guaranteed that this city experienced abundance.
然后第三方面，它保证这个城市能够继续的发展。
He is sure that city will go, will be guided to the right development.
当神说他把你刻了在他手掌上面，他说你的长远就藏在我的眼前。
So when the Father says, "I grave you on my palms," it's at the same time He also look, your wall is ever before me.
他就是永远总是关注着要保证你的平安，保证你的丰盛，保证着你的继续的向上发展。
He's always want to assure your safety, your abundance, and that you will be on the way to continue develop.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是在神里面所展示的母爱。
This is the kind of mother love you can experience and display in God.
这三方面最具体的内容就在这里。
So these are three specific details, this aspect of God's love in mother's love.
每一个母亲总是关注着怎么样去保证她孩子的平安。
Every mother's really care about his children's safety.
总是关注着他孩子的丰盛。
She always take care of his children's abundance.
总是关注着要怎么样保证他继续的能够有 好的正常的好的发展。
He's always have give the right guidance in order that he will be on the right developing pathway.
那让我们先来看第一个保障哈，这个平安哈。
So now we look at the first aspect. It's about safety.
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，你曾杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing.
耶稣当年把这句话放出去，他是在说明他在他里面那个母爱。
So when Jesus said this passage, this word, it actually expressed his love as kind of a mother's love to us.
多少次耶路撒冷被攻击？
So how many times this city of Jerusalem being attacked?
神愿意保护他们。
But God is willing to protect this city of Jerusalem.
耶稣说你们不愿意。
But the problem is you not willing.
母鸡带着小鸡哈聚集，把它聚集到它的翅膀底下。
Just as a hen gathers her chick under her wings.
唯一一个目的就是要保护它们。
The only purpose is to provide the protection to them.
让它们不受任何的灾害。
So that they will be stay away from the catastrophe.
你看哈，这个母鸡它要把它的小鸡哈聚集到它的翅膀底下。
So when you see the hen gather her chick under his wing, under her wings,
那就是说有任何的危险，有任何的灾难，首先要打在我身上，也不要打在我的小鸡的身上。
So when the hen protects the chick under his wing, it's meant whenever any attack, any kind of dangerous things happen to the chick, the hen will protect by will be attacked first.
一个母亲能够为她的儿女遮风挡雨，能够为他们保护他们，随时的保护他们，随时的做出那个牺牲。
The moms always sacrifice our children. In any circumstances, mothers will take the price to protect the children from any dangers.
这个爱伟大不伟大？
So is that kind of love great?
哎呀，还有啊，你知道吗？在任何危险的时候，哈，母鸡永远总是。首先他就先知道这个风险。
Whenever there is a danger, normally as a mom, she perceive or she could sense that kind of danger first.
对啊，我们知道他愿意牺牲他自己来把他的孩子来保护。
We know that she would sacrifice her life to protect her children.
但我愿意大家明白，神放在每一个母亲的里面，有这样的一个不单单这个愿意为孩子牺牲的这个精神。
Not only God put in mother's heart a spirit of sacrifice for her children，
他也放在了母亲里面对那个危险的警觉性。
He also put that kind of sense of the dangers in mother's mind。
每一天每时每刻总会有一个母亲正在对她的孩子说，你 不能够到这个朋友的家哈。
So every second and moment in the children's life, mothers always advise the children not go to this person because she has that sense of danger.
任何的每一天每一刻每一秒，总有一个母亲在这个地上面，她对她的孩子在说，这个学校的旅行我不放心你去哈。
So you will see the mother cares about her children but telling them not to go to this road trip or not to this trip because she's not she's not really at peace that her children goes on this trip.
那我们以为他太严格了吧。
Sometimes we thought that too nagging or is too serious.
你太刻薄了吧。
So our mind is kind of like too strict.
其实他第一他要保障你的安全你的平安。
But actually, moms just want to provide you the protection.
还有一个很重要的。
Now one more thing that's much more important.
就是他有时候他对危险有一种警觉性。
She always had a sense to the dangerous moment.
你知道吗？对于危险的警觉性，母鸡永远都是比小鸡强的。
Hence, always have that kind of sense before the chip sense the dangers.
在小鸡还没有看见危险的时候，母鸡早就警觉到了。
Before the chicks see the dangers, moms already see it.
啊，我们真的要听我们的父母的话。
So we need to listen to our parents' words.
不论他今天有多大了。
No matter how old she is now.
不论你的妈妈年纪有多大了。
No matter how or is your mom? Your mom is.
不论你今天以为我有多少的学位，我有多少的人生经验，我有多少的累积起来的智慧。
No matter how much wisdom, degree, experience that I have.
我们永远就要看着我们的母鸡。
All the time we need to look at our mom.
看着我们的妈妈。
Look at our mom.
他是神放在你的生命里面的一个重要的人物啊。
She is the one that God put in your life, very important figures, roles that God put in your life.
那所以我们就是需要很顺服的躲在这个母鸡的翅膀底下。
So we as a children has to take the cover under our mom'sunder her wings.
Oh, 不要自己乱跑乱碰。
Don't go kind of anywhere all by yourself.
Oh, 这个我特别的要在这里要跟大家说哈，今天我们在面对这个病毒哈，这个疫情哈，特别的在印度又好像又要跑来一个变体的变种的病毒又要蔓延了。
I want to stress on this point, especially now during COVID-19, especially now to what happened in India. There's a virus variants going on there.
那也要蔓延到美国了。
And then this kind of variants or the virus is kind of coming to spreading to our nation.
那面对这样的危机，很多人又要乱跑乱碰了。
So as we encounter all this crisis, do we still kind of running around?
那你呢？你会慌张的乱跑乱碰吗？
Are you agitated or still in peace, or you going just running around?
还是你能够顺服的停留在神的翅膀底下？
Or you just kind of keep silent, or to be at peace, be peaceful, and then take the cover under God's wing.
在诗篇九十一篇里面，诗篇九十一篇，神多次反复的说，他要救你，他要救你脱离瘟疫。
So in Psalms 91, God repeatedly said, He wants to rescue you, He wants to rescue you, He wants to save you.
多次的他说，让你不怕杀人的毒病。
He said, don't fear those killing virus, He will protect you.
那是不是神的话语？
Is that God's word?
是神的话语吗？
Is that God's word?
是真理吗？
Is that truth?
哪个是真理？
Yes, that is truth.
他说他的真理就是你大小的盾牌。
He said that his truth actually is your seal.
中文和合本翻译为你的诚实是我们大小的盾牌，不是，原文是说你的真理就是大小的盾牌。
He said your truth is become, your truth is my seal.
我不管明天有任何更厉害的病毒要怎么蔓延，我有神的大小的盾牌。
So no matter the how serious the virus is spreading all around, I believe that God's truth is my seal.
我们只需要相信。
But only things we could do is to believe.
不要恐慌。
No worry.
只需要相信躲在他的翅膀底下
and just believe and take the cover under his wing.
看着他的拯救，看着他的保护
Look upon his protection, his salvation.
然后第二个保障是什么呢？
The second assurance is, what is the second assurance?
在神的母爱里面，第二重的保障是这个丰盛。
So the second assurance that we have in mother's love is abundance.
让我们一起来中文也好英语也好一起来读这个经文。
Let's read together the scriptures. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breast. You will drink deeply and delight in overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says. I will extend peace to her like a river and a wealth of nations is like a flooding stream.You will nurse and be carried on her arm and tender on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you.
我们的阿爸父在这里又展示他的母爱。
So here again, our Heavenly Father talks about his mother's love.
他说母亲怎么样安慰他的孩子，他也要照样的安慰我们。
The way how the mothers nurse your child,I and God also nurse my children.
然后弟兄姐妹，我愿意你明白，这里所说的安慰绝对不是单单说几句话。
So I want you to know that this is not just a few or little words about mother's comforting or God's comfort to us.
不是单单说几句话，乃是有行动的。
It's not about just few words God said, but this is comes with actions.
而且是大大的行动。
This is a big action. It's a really action from God.
是大大的动作。
It's not about words. It's not only about words, but also about actions. The big action from God.
以赛亚书这段经文当中，其中的主要的在这里主要的关键词就是那个丰盛。
So the key words in this passage is abundance.
丰盛。
Abundance.
还有你要注意和合本的翻译有一点错误，原文不是说使他们得他丰盛的荣耀。
So there's a little bit error in the Chinese translation of this verse. Based on the original language of this verse, it's not you drink deeply and delight in the overflowing abundance.
不是他们。
It's not他们it's not they.
是你们
，It's you，
你们这些神的子民
，It's you， the people of God。
神要使你得丰盛
，God wants you to experience the abundance，
得他的丰盛
，to experience his abundance。
这个就是耶稣他说的，我来要让人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
This is what Jesus said. I come to give you life and to have it to the full and abundant.
神按着他的母爱，他要来安慰你，就是要让你得的丰盛。
God wants to love you according to his, according to his love, just like mothers comfort children.
做笔记的弟兄姐妹，你特别的留意这一点哈。
Brother and sister, please pay attention to this point.
原文并不是说丰盛的荣耀。
In the original language, it's not the glorious.
不是说丰盛的荣耀。
It's not about the glorious abundance in the original language.
原文乃是说荣耀的丰盛。
In the original word, it's a glorious abundance. It's not abundance in glory.
是荣耀的丰盛。
It's talking about glorious abundance, not abundance in glory.
啊，不是说荣耀。
It's not about the glory. It's not talking about the glory.
这里说的是在耶稣里面的丰盛是怎么样的一种丰盛。
It's talking about how this abundance can be found in Christ. What kind of abundance in Christ is?
你知不知道为什么中国现在强起来了，丰盛起来了？
Do you know why the nation of China is kind of getting stronger and stronger?
如果你到过国内某一些的教会，你看见他们祷怎么祷告的，你就知道为什么现在中国那么的强。
So if you have been to China mainland and have seen and hear how they pray, you understand how great is this nation nowadays.
哦，在耶稣里面的丰盛是何等的荣耀。
So you can experience that kind of a truly and great abundance in Christ.
这份神在他的母爱里面要给你的丰盛是极大的。
This kind of abundance that God wants to give you in mother's love is so great and so mighty.
有多大？
How mighty is it? How great is this?
这个丰盛有多大？
How great this abundance is?
这个丰盛大的足以能够荣耀神的。
And this kind of abundance is so great and so great to the point that it glorifies God.
Oh, 我们要在他里面得到更大的丰盛。
So that we can have a greater and greater, even greater abundance in him.
你的生命越丰盛，就给更大的荣耀给他。
The more abundance you experience in life, the more glory you give to him.
母亲对他的孩子承担的责任，永远就是要保障他有得到一切的丰盛。
The responsibility that a mother bears for his children to provide the protection and abundance to his child.
对不？
Children, to her children.
所有孩子要用的东西、穿的东西、吃的东西，所有孩子的一切的用度，母亲总是给他最好的。
All the living sustenance or all the kinds of the need that the children needs provided by moms.
你说这个是从哪里来的？
You ask what's the sources of all this need comes from?
神就是这样的神。
This is kind of God that provide all kinds of need.
哎呀，你看孩子要。要那个背包要换了、啊、那个书包要换了、啊、母亲怎么样她可以放弃不要买了这个衣服我本来看中了很久了现在不买了给孩子买最好的皮包吧
So for example like the moms want to replace her children's backpack if the backpack is old so the moms will sacrifice to buy the new clothes in order that he could buy the new handbag for backpack for the child
孩子长大了做生意了啊、要开公司要投资营商、啊、要做生意母亲往往就是第一个愿意把他的、啊、他的钱他的、啊、继续拿出来
The moms would sacrifice her income or the money to support the son when the son is ready to open a business
孩子做生意亏本了欠债了母亲怎么做
So when the son failed in his businessWhat should mom do? What always? What does the moms always do?
你猜母亲会怎么做
？So can you guess what the moms would do?
就是需要把他自己最后的老本、最后的家当也要拿出来保他的孩子啊，是不是
？So moms would expend all his remaining even a single pennies for his son, for her son.
母亲永远就是不求回报的，把最好的投资在他的孩子的身上。
Sacrificially, moms would invest everything she has on her children.
你能够把最好的回报给你的母亲吗
？So will you return the best to your mom?
让我告诉大家，你能够。
Let me tell you honestly, you can do it.
你也需要。
You have to do it.
当你把你最好的回报给你的母亲的时候，神就能够继续的让他给你的丰盛源源不绝的倍增起来。
If you are willing to give your best to your mom, the moms will, our Heavenly Father will provide you more and more abundant.
我们刚才唱的那个诗歌不是就是这个神的话语吗
？So just like we sing the songs, the songs actually is God's word.
他不是说了吗？他把话放了出去了，他已经把他的话放了出去。 当孝敬你的父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得到长久。
So God already promised if you obey your parents, you will live a long life on this earth.
当你继续的孝敬你的父母，神能够给你各类的丰盛，而且是继续的祝福你。
So if you continue to obey your parents, be obedient to your parents, God's promise that He will continue to bless you and make you abundant.
他把话放了出去，这个属灵的律一直几千年来在这个地下面就继续的。
This is a God's promise. God's words is a forever true from eternity to eternity.
为什么中国是最老的一个国家？
Why the Dutch mainland China, this nation is the oldest nation on this earth?
为什么中国能够在这个地上面最长久、最大、最长远历史的一个国家？
How can this nation China be the longest one, have a longest history of a civilization, longest history of civilization on this earth?
这个国家永久不灭，就是其中一个，就是它以孝为先。
The reason why this country can remain for so long because he really stressed on this filial piety.
啊，愿我们孝敬我们的父母，不单单是今天，不单单是母亲节。
It's not only on Mother's Day we obey our parents.
啊，每一天，对不对？
It's every day.
那你也要留意哈。在以赛亚书这里的经文哈，你留意神是怎么样说耶稣里面的丰盛。
So here in this passage, actually stress on the abundance in Jesus.
他说要好像江河，哈，要如同长溢的河，哈。
Here is that he will be like a river overflowing.
那这个意思就是说，他按照他算好了、设计好了，在他的母爱的里面，要给你这个丰盛是源源不绝的。
So he promised that this kind of abundance is overflowing, is continuously going on.
所以耶稣说：“你先求神的国和他的义，这一切都要加给你们。”
So that's why Jesus promised that the seek his kingdom.First, and all this, and righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, 我们的母亲很伟大。
So, our moms is great.
第三个保障,
The third abundance, the third assurance.
第三个保障就是在他的母爱里面，他要帮助他的孩子回归正轨，走在正路的上面。
The third assurance from mother's love is leading you back into the right path.
啊，神展示给我们的母爱，第三个方面主要的内容就是他要引导我们，哈，走在这个公义的路上面，引导我们回归正轨。
So the third aspect actually is leading you to walk on this path of righteousness.This right path.
啊，这个以赛亚的经文在这里呢，他说我要引导瞎子行不认识的道。
So here in this passage, the prophet Isaiah said, I will lead the blind by ways you have not known.
领他们走不知道的路。
Lead them along the unfamiliar path, I will guide them.
在他们面前使黑暗变为光明。
And God will turn the darkness into light before them.
弟兄姐妹，离开了神，我们就不知道什么是公义。
So apart from God, we don't know anything about righteousness.
不认识什么是圣洁。
We don't know what holiness is.
我们本来就是还没有认识耶稣之前，我们本来就是在罪恶的诅咒里面，什么也看不见，沉沦在糊涂的里面。
Before knowing Christ, we are in curse. We know nothing.
如果你跟着这个世界，现在的这个世界的人的那个思想，你也会跟着他们一起来沉沦。
So if we follow the secular thought, we also would be corrupted. just like a person, yeah, the secular one.
这个世界没有公义的。
There's no righteousness in this, in this world.
没有绝对的光明的。
There's no absolute lightness, light in this world.
所以为什么我们就需要那么的需要，真的是那么的需要聚在一起哈。
That's why how much we earnestly need to gather together.
为什么我们是那么的需要，就是要一定要跟教会弟兄姐妹要保持哈，要大家要跟着一起。
That's why we need to bond together as a church, brother and sister all together.
弟兄姐妹，每一次你有机会跟弟兄姐妹交谈交流的时候，就要大家要彼此的关怀，彼此的勉励，彼此的交通啊。那其中一个就是让大家要明白，哎，我们要靠着大家一起来，我们要勉励，我们要勉励，不要跟这个世界走这个世界沉沦的路，不要跟他们的黑暗，不要跟他们的不公义，不要说这个大家都是这样做了无所谓了，不要说这个我算了，随随便便就可以了，不，我们要走正路。
So this is why we as gather, we church, brother and sister, we gather together, we encourage, we share, we come in, together so that we can get the admonishment, encouragement from each other so that we will not follow the secular thought, the secular world, and that we could corrupt just like them.
这个世界的标准，这个道德的标准，每一天，每一年都在变，都在变得更败坏。
The worldly standard, the moral standard from this secular world is ever changing, changing and changing. It's always in the changing mode.
只有你跟着耶稣，你才能够变得更加的光明，更加的公义。
Only if you follow Jesus, you can find more and more and more light in Him.
以赛亚的经文就是预告耶稣的到来。
So the prophet is Isaiah, the book of Isaiah actually is prophesying the coming of Jesus.
耶稣的到来就是要引导我们回归正轨，要回去光明，回去正义，
公义。The coming of Jesus is to lead you into the righteousness, into the holiness, into the path of righteousness and holiness.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，在末世这个年代，这个世界里面有很多的基督徒都会变得更像这个世界的人。
So truly, truly, I honestly tell you that in this time, at this time, many, many Christians in this world, they follow the secular way and follow the secular thought influenced by them.
我们必须要警醒。
We need to be very watchful.
启示录里面多次说你们要警醒，耶稣的教导里面多次说你们要警醒。
So be watchful, be watchful.
其中一个警醒就是说，你不要跟这个世界那样的沉沦败坏。
So be alert, be alert. And one of the things that Jesus advised, it is warned us to be alert, is not to follow this secular world, corrupted by this secular world standard.
不要学他们的哪一套。
Do not learn the things from this secular world.
没人看见。可以啊，没事的。
Maybe you think that nobody knows, who cares?
小小的无所谓了。
It's just a little thing, nobody cares.
我告诉你，一个癌细胞都是小小的开始的。
So most of the time, the corrupt things start from the little things.
那个在你的灵魂的深处，那个毒疮就是小小的开始的。
So always that cancer cell or no, the bad things in your heart actually start from the small little things.
所以神把在这里，你看他把自己作为一个在惨难的妇人。
Therefore, the passage here as a use of childbirth, the pregnancy as an image to.As an image.
要感受他的心情。
So use that kind of the childbirth process to understand God's feeling.
对啊，我们知道，我们概念里面，我们知道耶稣来要引导我回到光明，回到公义。然后耶稣这个尼撒，这个尼撒亚，他在你的生命里面，他要引导你离开黑暗。所以我们必须要跟从。
So the Jesus come actually to lead you into this path of righteousness, to lead you out of darkness into the kingdom of light. So we need to follow His word and His way.
这个回归正轨，这个离开黑暗，离开败坏，是多么的重要，多么的重要，以至于神把自己比喻为一个惨，那个难产的，那个惨难的妇人。
So this returning from the kingdom of from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light is can be imagined in the image of like a pregnant woman giving birth to a child.
大家有没有看过一个母亲生孩子的时候那个情景？听过或者看过有没有啊
？Have you ever seen or heard about a pregnant woman giving birth to his child, to her child?
他说他就是这个母亲了，神就是这个母亲啊。
He said that God, this God actually is that mom, is that mother.
他说我要极其而蠢操。
Here he said that I cry out, I gasp and pant. It's a gasping, gasping and panting and panting. It's kind of that kind of painstaking process.
用尽他的所有的力量，必须要把这个孩子生下来。
So the mother will use out all her energy in order to give birth to her child.
他要把你这个光明的孩子、圣洁的孩子、公义的孩子生下来。
So she tried her best energy to give birth this light.Righteous child.
不顾一切的。
No matter how.
不顾一切的，对不对？
No matter how.
最后那一声啊，是不顾一切的。
And the last gasping or panting is no matter how.
他要不顾一切的把他的儿女要引导离开黑暗。
She will try all her best in order to guide them, to turn them from darkness into light.
用尽他所有的方法，用尽他所有的能力，就是要为着这个孩子要走在正轨的当中。
She uses all her energy, uses all her ways in order that her child will be on this right path.
这好像一个母亲到晚上已经很疲倦了，很累了。
Just like a mother who's so tiring, who's so tired.At the end of the day,
他还在那边帮助他的孩子要，你今天的功课怎么样啊？
But she still tirelessly helping her child and us.
让我看看你的功课做完了，做好了没有啊？
How's you doing? How's your assignment? How's your homework? Have you done your homework?
白天已经累了一整天了，晚上还是哎，孩子，我看你的功课，我要看你的功课。
Even though she already experienced all kind of tiredness for the whole day, but at the end of the day, she still cared and asked.
为什么她要引导她的孩子正途？要你要走入正途
？The reason is because she wants to lead her child onto the right path.
妈妈总是把孩子要引导他们，让他们 走在光明当中。
So moms always want her children to walk on the right path.
哇，你看在香港哈，我是从香港来的，你看 在香港那些父母哈，那些妈妈们啊，每天在那个现在我大概现在可能看不到了，可能这个疫情哈，你看到每一天在那个。学校门口在排队 啊，要为他的儿女要申请这个最好的学校，我要为他申请最好的学校。哎呦，我把我的老本也拿出来了，把我今天就在那边排队排队排队，要求啊求啊，给我的孩子加入啦，给我的孩子加入你的学校吧。
So you will see in Hong Kong, yeah, the moms and also parents, they will ask the authority that you admit my children, so that line up, wait, and try to make any kinds of plea so that they will accept the children into the good school.
妈妈都在引导我们要走在正轨。
So you will see, moms always want to lead her children to go.And walk on the right path.
弟兄姐妹，这个是有目的的。
Brother and sister, there's a purpose there. You know that?
这个是有目的的。
There's a purpose.
当神说他要引导你，他要不顾一切，他要急切而蠢操，要引导你进入光明，要引导你回归正轨，这个是有他的目的的。
So brother and sister, there's always a purpose that God wants to lead you into the path of righteousness, want to make you righteous.
他要你今天必须得走在正道的上面，因为唯有你走在正道的上面，你才能够有一个完美的发展。
So only if you walk on this right path, you will have a good and then a right direction and development.Apart from the righteousness, holiness, you cannot develop yourself healthily in God.
Oh, 我们每一个在地上面的孩子，我告诉你，无论今天你是在哪一个城市，在哪一个阶段，任何的时候，你想着要做一些可能不大光明的时候的事情啊，可能这个不大光明，好，要不要做那个要不要试？又或者说，当你想做一些不很道德的事情，这个事情不很道德，哎，大家都在做啊。
So when you consider, so when you consider doing some kinds of immoral things, you start thinking whether I need to do it or not to do it. People won't care about it or what. And then when you start thinking about immoral things.So whenever you think about these immoral things, doing that kind of immoral things, please think about your mom.
妈妈的爱永远能够引导你走在正路。
So mom's love can lead you into the right path.
母亲的梦想就是让自己的孩子要他要看见他的孩子能够有一个真正属于他的最好的发展。
So mom's dreams for children actually is his children could walk on the right path and have a healthy development.
弟兄姐妹，妈妈愿意带孩子看功课啊，那个作业，看他的作业，孩子也要在那边要哈仰视着他的妈妈。
So when the mom check on the children's assignment, yeah, the children also need to look at the mom.
让我告诉你，今天哈，神在你身上的心思也是一样，他要引导你，他要引导你走在正轨，他要引导你有一个完美的发展。可你就是需要安静的、静心的，每一天你在神面前祷告的时候。
In the same way, God look after you, care about you, and concern about every single detail of your life. At the same time, you as a children of God need also to focus and pay the attention and fix your eye on Him.Look at him, look upon him.
听他，在你的祷告里面多听，留心的、安静的来听。神啊，今天你有什么指导？你有今天有什么教导？今天有什么指引？我今天有什么地方你要让你的能力在这里来引导我做最好的发展。
So when you rest in him, you pray to him, pay attention to listen.What he said to you and his guidance in your life and what you supposed need to do in response to his love to you.
祝福大家。
May God bless you.
祝福我们当中的母亲。
Bless all moms here. God loves you. Jesus loves you.
我们也爱你们。
And then we loved you too. Amen. Amen.